on that point about Hosi in the Abhidhammata Sangaha under time of ripening, and it has 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 in this lifetime only, 2 in the next lifetime, 3 any time, and 4 Hosi. And I'm thinking, if when Hosi just means past karma that's been done, why does it have number 4?
Not number, because it talks about the strength of karma.
Strength of karma.
Yeah.
But
even if it's done, it has to be by condition to give, to produce result in this life, or next life, or other life.
But under the heading, it is time of ripening.
But it should be time of producing result.
Time of producing
result.
So time of producing result.
Because
according to the
word Hosi is just that which has done.
It means that it must be
the condition for producing
but I
result.
I wonder why. Okay, so four just cover some more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think the heading is not time of ripening,
because
it should
be. Have to understand a horsey, what is that?
It just means
otherwise
past karma,
in Thai people think that it doesn't bring any result at all when you use the word a horsey. But actually it cannot be that anyone, any karma wouldn't have produced result depending on conditions for arahata, the previous karma that had done before becoming arahata cannot produce at
it's
all.
Still
that
Hosi.
Is a Hosi. Yeah.
Yes.
So the meaning of Hosi, that which has done, when will it give result?
So it's like it covers all. It covers like the 1, 2, and 3 in this life, next life, also
just
includes those which cannot bring
just
result.
Just stress that only karma
can
produce, and karma which has done.
Which has been done, even the one that, including the one that cannot bring results.
Right.
So any
even it has been done.
Yeah.
It cannot.
So any, including that. Yeah, everyone, so much misunderstanding about this, like you say, everyone in Thailand, even people who've listened and studied a lot, misunderstand.
Until we read the commentary.
Yeah, then it's clearer. Yeah. I think that's the point, that it includes all and the ones like the arahats.
Because they might think that karma would produce results, but it pinpoint only one karma that has been done, which has produced results in past life, the drive that the karma has been done already, or that which will be or not right yet,
or the one that can never bring results anymore.
Even it has been done.
Just
rest on the done karma.
Yeah, even that it's been done. Yeah, it's very kind of subtle point, and as you say, how it's read.
So all the words of the Tipitaka, it's just to be understood, not just to read and assume. It has to be considered. Even just a little wrong understanding can destroy the teaching.
Exactly.
That's why we can say the meditation center destroyed the teachings of the Buddha. In Thai, I said already.
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, no way to help them to understand, because they follow the teachers, not the teachings of the Buddha.
And they keep talking about the different benefits,
but
they
don't
talk about the
harm
of wrong understanding. They don't even understand what Sankara means, and they talk about the bad karmas and good karmas and tendencies that, and the sensations and feelings, everything mixed up together. So that's why I have to keep bringing it up, and also for the Vietnamese, I need to move.
Now the answer is?
Just
one moment at a time.
Yeah.
One special or very particular base for seeing to arise.
Yeah.
And that particular base also conditioned and falls again. Everything.
She still would like to know whether
It rises first in the left or the right or simultaneously.
Who knows? Who knows? Just at that moment, no one.
Yeah.
And at moment of understanding, seeing is not moment of understanding that which is seen. It begins to understand that which experiences. No body, no shape, no form at all, only arises to experience. In a moment, very fast.
If we use the words
to describe, she said that because when we hear the description about how the Dhamma arise together and condition each other, for example, first there is the visible object impinging on the eye sense, and there's the averting consciousness that adverts to the object, and contact the object, so that eye consciousness can arise. It seems to be there are a lot of Dhamma involved there. But then you also hear you say that at one moment, only one Dhamma is experienced.
Because even there are many, but in order to understand clearly one at a time, there cannot be two objects at a time. So only one can be object of understanding.
I think because Achan is talking about what is being experienced one moment at a time, and you are thinking about what is described in the text, that it's two different things, because we are thinking about what is described in the text, but at any time, only one object.
Yeah.
Like now. There are seven jitasikas there at moment of seeing, but what appears? No jitasika appears at all. Even citta sees when there is the understanding, there must be understanding of one of each at a time. Like, seeing is not that which is seen. This is the beginning to see the difference between now. The seeing is not that which is seen, while the other jitasikas do not appear at all.
I think the wondering also comes from, you know, how come that the Buddha can tell us that there are so many realities that arise together if there's only one object at a time?
Do you know who's the Buddha? Not ordinary right understanding at all.
I will understand
and see him only you understand the Dhamma reality right now. By then you know that it's from that person who has enlightened, not from anyone else.
Within understanding, right understanding.
Even the word Dhamma, see, we haven't heard before, and we don't know that this moment's not self. This is from the word of the Buddha, from his enlightenment. So what about so great wisdom? No one can imagine at all. The arising and falling away. No world. One world at a time. In succession. Otherwise, nothing can break the idea of self at all. It's there. So very thick. So very great. So very strong. Yeah.
It
can be conditioned for any moment, each moment right now, after seeing, hearing. See you again tomorrow.
She wonders why we give such priority to understanding, because as she points out correctly, all sankhara dharmas are dukkha and not worth clinging to. So then it seems strange to her that we would emphasize understanding so much, because it's another impermanent reality that's worthless in the sense of passing away so quickly. Is that right?
Okay.
that maybe the way you elaborate it?
So what
by
is your
point?
The way you, not you. What is the point then?
I say that giving importance to anything is no matter what the object.
The understanding knows. What is the understanding? Whenever there is understanding, the speech is about the truth and the action on the beach along with the truth. According to the truth of ignorance, one cannot see it as a reality. Ignorance is a reality. But to be true to ignorance, it's only a reality. No one here. At moment of not understanding, it's not understanding. No way to make it understood by anyone else at all. And Bodhi means the one who pay attention only to the teachings and the development of understanding. Because we pay attention to many things, and one of it is paying attention to the teachings to understand in order to become enlightened. That is the meaning of... No, impossible. No, no, no. Even about the sakkaccha and the nirantara, it doesn't mean that every moment. But it means a continue from the life that person can listen to the teachings and pay attention. Okay. No matter how many lives. Only the life that there can be the listening to the teachings. For example, and even the life of Bodhisattva as elephant or monkey, at that life is not nirantara. That we used to think that no time to have not interested, but actually it means that whatever life one is, to be able to hear the teachings, the nirantara, it means that it continue from life to life. Yeah. Not all the time.
That's why it has to be from the beginning.
Yes.
So it's not just a matter of finding it in the text, but one has to consider what the meaning is and how it can be bodhisattva and how
because
it applies
to that.
Because
whatever is in the text, when we have wisely consideration, it must be like that.
Yes. Yes, so it's not necessarily a matter of finding 1, 2, 3 in the text, but just considering what the meaning must be and what the meaning of bodhisattva is and what the meaning of sāvaka is and how understanding develops.
The most important thing is the virtues of the perfection.
Yes.
That's why he taught for 45 years to be conditioned for development of understanding before coming enlightened.
You said at the beginning that when you hear that life is short, there's a little bit of fear.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. And then Ajahn says, only Panya can see Loba as it is really. Because we can think of Loba, we can think it, we can name it, but not yet direct, no knowing the characteristic of Loba. And only Panya can.
Wrong understanding cannot be known because of Loba is there. Wrong understanding cannot be known because Loba is there. Only Panya can see. Yeah, that is wrong. Yeah, and that's Loba.
And if it doesn't arise, it can't be known.
That's also.
But when there is ignorance, even if there, ignorance cannot know. Even if there is loka, ignorance cannot understand.
Ignorance.
He means the development of jhana,
so
not the jhana factors.
So
we have to talk about both the jhana factors and the development.
I think that for this time, I think that they cannot get the jhana patriya yet.
No.
After understanding
jhana. They're talking about development of jhana. Yeah. But I think your point to me was when you mentioned about even upacharas, jhana.
What reality is that?
Yes.
It has to be understanding. Yeah.
But I think that the upacharas are very close to the apana, but it's, you're saying it's also the jhana.
Because jhita. There must be upacara samadhi and then apana samadhi, which is jhana citta.
Yes. But the, what I said was when it's like, for example, death is the object, it cannot be the, it could only be the upacara, not the jhana citta. That's what I said. As we read about in the text.
Yeah, because the object is not object that will lead to the absorption.
So it cannot lead to apana, only to upachara. Yes, because of the contemplation. Anyway, I think it's good to discuss further this afternoon. Yes.
And Barikama is the beginning.
It's the preparation, the preparatory.
When the nimitta is not clear enough, it just begin to develop. And when it's become clear, it's upacara.
Yes.
Close to be apana.
Yes, very close.
Very
in the
close,
same process.
Yeah.
But I thought in the text that the, even though it's so close and just a few jhitas away, that they don't refer to the upachara as the jhana citta.
Jhana citta must be apana samadhi.
Apana samadhi, yes.
For
so,
sure.
So this is why it said for those subjects only upachara but not the jhana citta. Because not the apana samadhi.
Yes. But when we talk about barikama nimitta and upachara nimitta and ukaha nimitta, ukaha nimitta is also the object of jhana, ukaha nimitta, and also barikama nimitta is not the upachara, is barikama nimitta, ukaha nimitta.
Yes, because already so close. Already.
Because when we talk about the object, it's one thing, and when we talk about jhana.
But I think that what I said was like if it is the object of contemplation, not the jhana citta, not the apana samadhi, only the upachara.
Because it is the same nimitta.
Same nimitta, yes.
Because barikam nimitta doesn't have the ukaha nimitta.
But when we say that, okay, if it is the object like death, because there has to be contemplation only up to upachara, but actually it's just talking about a few chittas difference.
Yeah.
So,
and double check the nimitta too, because some have no nimitta.
Yes, like I think death doesn't have nimitta, so that's why I think it's upachara, but for it to be apana samadhi must have the nimitta.
I think even the apana samadhi doesn't have the metta if there's no nimitta in the beginning.
Oh, like
metta.
Contemplation of the body.
And metta from a vihara.
Can be the object of jhana. But yesterday I double checked exactly which objects can be object of upachara only, and so I checked that.
Because if there is upachara nimitta, why not becoming the nimitta, why nimitta is gone.
Yes, because if it's nimitta of upachara, why not of apana? Yes. But I think it's because if it is, for example, death, then no nimitta.
No nimitta.
So that's why it's not the
That's why not nimitta. not all objects can have nimitta.
No, and the 10 objects which only can have upachara but not apana don't have nimitta.
Not 10, 8, 10.
10 subjects not, 10, cannot be object of apana. Because there are 10 contemplations, but 2 can be object of apana.
10 objects can attain
only
upachara. only two can obtain.
Apana, that is breath and contemplation of the body.
So the eight.
The other eight, only upachara, plus two more. One is elements and one is maybe foulness of the body, I think, only upachara.
Yes.
With Bawangas in between. Even though it's still the Patibhaga
Nimitta,
it only
indicates the Nimitta, which is the object of jhana, which is so clear.
Yes. Yes. And before that, it's not steady or firm or strong enough or something like that.
I think that Upajara Samadhi is different from Patibhaga Nimitta. And when it's Patibhaga Nimitta, it means that it's close to becoming jhana.
What I read was even at the level of...
Because of the citta, but not because of the aramana.
Okay.
Because the vitaka, vichara, level of jhana is different from before.
At upachara. But what I read in the text was it's still Patibhaga Nimitta.
Right. So there are only three nimittas.
Parikama, Ugaha, and Patibhaga Nimitta. No matter it's upachara or jhana level. And also about the different kind of objects that condition at different levels. So only as far as upachara, the reflection on death and peace, but the nibbana, but only by Aryans, of course, and repulsiveness of food, and the four elements, and first jhana, the 10 impurities, asubha, the 10 cemetery contemplations, and the loathsomeness of the body, and of course, and also only to upachara, the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, Chaganu Sati, Silamu Sati, Devatanu Sati. And those ones, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, Chaga, Sila, Devata, only for Aryans. And fifth jhana, Anapanasati. And the four Brahma Viharas to fourth jhana, but Upekka can be to fifth jhana, but only if the others have been developed to fourth jhana.
What do you mean the other?
Well, I think it meant the other Brahma Viharas.
You cannot reach the
fifth jhana, only upekka. Yes. On the nimitta, actually, it's a little bit confusing for me because when it's a subject like death, even when it is the Patibhaga nimitta, that is difficult to understand what it is the sign of.
You see that it just talk about the origination, for example. While there is the concentration on breath with calm, it can be different objects, but it's on breath as base. That's why it's under the anapanasati, but it doesn't mean that only breath.
No.
So the other object is exactly the same. Not only that, but there also, like thinking of death, that is the originate. That originates the idea of understanding about other objects. But it comes from thinking of this.
But when it is the nimitta, then it is just...
No nimitta, I think, of what, maranasati.
But what is meant then by the parikama, the ukaha, and the...
I think that it's the corpse, not the death.
But even maranasati can be the object of upachara.
Maranasati can condition only upachara samadhi.
Upachara. So when it's upachara, it is patibhaga nimitta.
I think that we have to understand the nimitta is the object.
The object,
right?
Yes.
When it's the disc or just the nimitta, it's a real object, which is not ordinary one. But when one thinks of marana, it does mean that there is
Patibhaga nimitta, okay.
Even object. It's just only the thinking.
Only the thinking, So when it's referring to the Patibhaga nimitta of upachara, only for those objects that condition nimitta. Yes. Okay,
like the disc and so on.
About anatta.
aspects. By way of this, by way of that, by way of Patichasupata.
And this is the meaning of
Pariyatti, by Bhagavati. Every word, different ways.
And the reason I ask the question is because the translation from Bhagava is naturally translated as Lord in English.
He's Lord for everything, not only Bhagava, Samma Samputo, and all of his virtues are Lord.
Right. So what is the literal meaning of Bhagava?
Bhagava is the one who shows the reality clearly by different manners.
So how should it be translated?
I think that it depends on the quality of the Buddha.
The quality of the Buddha.
Yeah. He's the one who enlightened one by himself, the one who talk about realities in details and on and on. Yeah. All qualities, yeah.
Shurimaga, they translated as Blessed One.
Blessed One.
In what way? By being able to talk about realities in different aspects, clearly.
Attend the highest ever or possible banya.
Aspects. Not only one aspect.
So how would you translate it? As the knower of all details or the all-knowing one?
Who preached the detail.
The one who preached the details.
Otherwise, who can understand if he didn't talk about by way of chati, by way of ayatana? Because even talk about seeing that he can say about ayatana right then.
So could translate like all-knowing one, right? The all-knowing one also.
Or the one who...
Right.
Teaches in all details, but
yeah.
Difficult.
Right.
Because
right.
Sammasambuddha is the all-knowing or the omniscient right. one, so yeah. the one who explains in all ways.
Right. And the difficult. Trouble is Bhagava in India is translated as Lord.
Yes. Vincent was saying the problem is that there are misunderstandings because in India there is Bhagava, which is Lord. The one who is not the Buddha is also Bhagava.
Because Buddha used the same language for those who can understand in their own language. Mm-hmm. But the explanation is quite different. Like Lord, they think that it's like Vishnu or anyone, but Lord for the Lord Buddha is not that meaning.
So it's like teaching new meaning of Bhagava or new meaning of Lord, what Lord really is, to show that the other idea of Lord is not the real Lord.
Yes, there's no Lord, no creator. Right?
Yes, so often it's the same word but with new meaning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anina was mentioning in the text when referring to Savaka Bodhisattva, it's referring to the Aryan, but the point that I was just mentioning or we were discussing is that there's no understanding now, it can never be the Aryan understanding, so it doesn't matter if it's called Savaka Bodhisattva or anything else.
Not better me, can anyone be Bodhisattva?
From the beginning.
Anya develops among akusala. Each moment of seeing, hearing, it's all there, and Panya develops. So little at a time. The best reminder that one shouldn't be forget is all dhammas are anatta. No matter one reads Vinaya or Sutta or Abhidhamma, all about dhammas. The truth of dhamma itself. But no one can make it arise. When time comes, it's there. Beginning to learn to know any moment.
Is it interesting to
consider more about the details.
Yes, about the difference between the Santir and Ajitaya.
The understanding. Otherwise, it's not enough. One forgets all the time.
Okay, can you elaborate more about the Santira Nachita? It can experience the object, even either kusala or akusala.
These are the teachings one cannot know. Each citta has its own function. The first moment after seeing must be receiving, not Santirana, because if it hasn't received, how can it?
And Santirana can be kusala or akusala vipaka. So that's why Ajahn mentioned that the Votapanna can experience pleasant or unpleasant object, but each Santirana can, if it's kusala vipaka, it can only experience pleasant object, and if it's akusala vipaka, it can only experience unpleasant object.
But Santirana Chitta is a kusala vipaka chitta.
It can be kusala vipaka or akusala.
No, it's performed but not...